Hi, everyone. Much like many of you, I learned how to ride my bike in the backyard. I don't remember much. I think maybe the bike was a hand-me-down from my cousins across the street, or maybe someone else. But I do remember that moment that my dad let go of the back, and I was completely on my own, and I felt so free. I grew up in Illinois, and I was very lucky to be a part of a community that had a bunch of kids, so we'd throw these awesome block parties, and I would ride around on my bike, and I just felt so cool. And so at age 9, I decided I was ready to be independent, which meant I was ready to go to summer camp for an entire month. So I packed my bag, got on the bus, and went to rural Michigan, where I was going to start my life. Well, you know, you get there and you do the same thing where you meet the kids and then you see the cabin, look at the lake with angst, and then pick your camptivities. I picked drama, sailing, and biking. I remember the longest ride we went on, we were going off camp and we were on this country road and there was a storm rolling in, but it hadn't quite hit yet. We were going by an Amish farm, and I was probably thinking about whether or not they had cats there when I started to lose control of my bike. And I was pulling down the sleeves of my sweatshirt when I completely lost control and landed face first on the ground, splitting open my chin. Very independent, I went to the ER. There was a counselor there, but, you know, without my parents, felt insane, and I did not look away when the big needle came at my face. The next day was my 10th birthday, and at my summer camp, they make you stand up on your chair, and all the counselors sing happy birthday to you, and there I was with all my bandages and my cuts and my bruises, and everyone thought I was so brave, but deep down, I was so terrified to get back on that bike. In college, I got back on the bike in a real way. I was no longer afraid. I was zipping around Madison, Wisconsin on the icy streets with super thin tires. I wouldn't wear my helmet, and I would go to the lake and go to the river, and I would do fun triathlons that my friends would put on, and I would go for the beer, and it was just, you know, I felt on top of the world. And when you feel on top of the world, what do? You pack up your life and you move to Baltimore. And that's what I did. I packed my, I shipped my Fixie to Baltimore, and I brought my cat on the plane, and I moved here with all of the confidence in the world. Turns out, moving to a city where you don't know anybody and that you've never really been to is actually really hard. And I had my bike there, and I didn't touch it. I actually didn't even really unpack my apartment. I was convinced I was going to go back to the Midwest. I was convinced I couldn't make it work. And then luckily, through working at the public radio stations here, I got connected to Velocipede. And that's a nonprofit, volunteer-run. Yeah, let's hear it for Velocipede. Yeah. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, it's a volunteer-run bike shop here in the city, and it used to be right around the corner from the radio station. And I would go there, we were doing like a collaboration, and I would go take pictures and meet the people. And then I realized, I have a bike that's broken all the time. I could maybe learn a few things and then actually be able to get around the city because I don't have a car. And so I started going there and fixing my Fixie that was constantly breaking, and every time I left, I felt a little bit better about living here. Then, you know, after I got comfortable on my bike and exploring the city, I decided my legs hurt, and I needed to have a bike with gears, because if you've ever biked in Baltimore, you know how hilly the city is. And so I was ready to start my next big project, which was building a bike. And I did not, again, realize how hard that was as someone with no bike experience of being a mechanic. And I, you know, bought the frame, and I was, you know, it was very humbling. It took many more months than I anticipated. I thought I could do it in like a week. It was a six-month project, but I did finish it. And when I left that first day after finishing my bike, I realized just like I had built that bike, I had built my life here in Baltimore. Thank you.